Saint Joseph at, pray for us.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, last Sunday, what did we talk about? Well, it's been a long time since Sunday, so it's easy to forget. But we talked about how we're all, what religion are we? We're all Catholics. Now, Catholic means the same throughout the whole world, and the same going all the way back to our Lord 2,000 years ago. We're Catholic. You're used to speaking English, and you live in the United States of America, and you come to St. Gertrude the Great Church. But the great thing to think about, children, is that there are children like you throughout the whole world who speak different languages. They live in different places, in different countries, but they have the same faith and the same Mass that goes all the way back to our Lord. That's called being Catholic. So today I'm very happy that a priest who's visiting us from the country of Mexico, you know, Mexico is just south of the United States, and Mexico is the country where the Blessed Mother appeared and left her beautiful picture on the cloak of Juan Diego, and she's called Our Lady of Guadalupe. Well, there's a priest from Mexico who's visiting us, and his name is Father Arnoldo Villegas, and he lives in what's called Baja, or Lower California. It's right under the American state of California. Then there's Baja California. Well, he lives in a city there called Tijuana, and he has a church, and he says two masses there on Sunday. Then he goes to another place, which is near Arizona, and there he says another mass on Sunday afternoon, and he's building the church, and so the church is not ready yet, but they still have their mass inside the walls of the church, even though there's no roof. Well, Father is from Mexico, and in Mexico they speak Spanish, but Father does understand some English. I'll try to take him around and introduce you to him this afternoon after Mass. Well, Father's offering Mass for us today. He speaks some English, but not very much, but it doesn't matter. Why is that? He speaks the language of the church, which is Latin, the same throughout the whole church. What a wonderful thing, children. Today I want to tell you about a bishop and a martyr who lived about 400 years ago in a different part of the world, and he is the same as one of the priests that we have with our priests. He comes from a country called Ukraine, and Ukraine is a poor country near Poland and Russia that's been invaded many times over the years, and the Catholics there have suffered very much for their faith. Our priest from that country is called Father Valery, and his Mass is called the Eastern Rite Mass. It's different from our Mass, but it's still the same true holy Mass, and our Lord truly comes down at the consecration. The Eastern Rite priests are called our Greek Catholic. We're Latin or Roman Catholics. They have some different customs, but we're all part of the same Catholic Church. Well, today's saint was from that Greek Catholic Church in Ukraine. He was born in 1580, and he was a very devout boy because his parents trained him to be that way. Now, one of the customs that they have in their church is that instead of having a lot of statues as we do, they have some, but usually they use holy pictures that are called icons, like this one. See, that's an icon, and it's painted flat. And of our Blessed Mother, this is of Our Lady with the Swords of Sorrow, and the saints and our Lord too. Well, one time when he was a little boy, about the age of maybe the kindergarten children or younger still, his mother was telling him about Jesus and all that he suffered. And as she was telling him about our Lord, there was a ray of light that came from our Lord's Sacred Heart right into his own heart, and it wounded his heart with the love for Jesus and his passion. And then from then on, he was just the best boy you could ever imagine. His father was poor, and so he had to go to work for a while, and even though he went to work, he still had learned by heart the whole prayer book, and he said the prayers every day with many genuflections, because that's how they pray in that part of the church. And that's how he learned his faith, because back then there weren't very many priests who taught the catechism or gave any sermons even, but that's how he learned about his Catholic faith. Well, He was such a good young man and so industrious and hardworking and prayerful that his boss, who at the beginning wasn't very happy that he was saying so many prayers, changed his mind, and he wanted him to marry his daughter and to inherit his firm. But St. Joseph had said, "Oh, sir, thank you very much, but no, I think God wants me to be a monk and a priest." So he went to a little monastery. There were only a few monks there, and he learned how to be a monk, and there he did brave and holy things. The devil knew that he would become a great saint. So when they got up in the middle of the night to say their prayers, the devil made all these horrible noises and scared the monks every night. Well, St. Josephat was a bit like St. Clare, and one day, with permission, he got the Blessed Sacrament, and he processed right to where the devil was making the trouble, and there was all this noise from the demons, but then they had to go. They had to flee. That was called an exorcism by the power of our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. Later on, there was a famous Jesuit priest who gave him classes so that he could become a priest, and he was ordained a priest. And then pretty soon after that, with all the good work that he was doing, he was made a bishop himself. He led a very holy life, even though in that part of the world it's so cold and snowy, it's worse in the weather than we're having right now. He never wore shoes, and he wore something very scratchy next to his skin for penance that's called wearing a hair shirt. It's like an undershirt, but it's made out of all scratchy, hairy material. And you always want to itch it, but then saints don't. They don't scratch it. They just offer it up. That's a good example, too, probably. And he never ate any meat, and he hardly ever drank any wine. And he prayed many, many times all day long. And when he would pray, he would kneel down and bow his forehead to the floor and ask our Lord to have mercy on him because he was a poor sinner. Well, pretty soon he got quite a few people who wouldn't be in the Catholic faith to come back to the Catholic Church again. They were called being schismatics. And he got them to be just plain good Catholics again, even though it was a very hard work for him. One time when he was a monk, the Father Abbot was secretly following the schismatic religion. And one day he showed his hand because he didn't pray for the Pope. And when he realized that he wasn't praying for the Pope, St. Josephat very bravely got up and left the room, left the chapel. He wouldn't have anything to do with it. That's to give us a good example. If we ever are in a church and someone is praying for the false Pope, Francis, what would we have to do, children? We would have to get up and leave the church to profess our Catholic faith, because he is a very wicked man who is an antichrist, almost a devil, really. And we could never go to a mass that has him in it. St. Josephat shows us how to be brave by his life, by all that he did very charitably to convert people, and also by his death. Well, he as a bishop, had done a lot of good work. He published a catechism, and he gave sermons, and he got the priests to behave themselves and be good, pretty much, and the nuns and the monks, he got them to follow their rules again, and everyone was really doing very well when the Russians came. And those Russians, just like they're doing now in Ukraine, they always made a lot of trouble for the Catholics. So they made a lot of trouble, the Russians did, and they tricked the bishop, St. Josephat, into arresting one priest who was causing a lot of trouble. Well, because that priest was arrested, that was their excuse, and they had a mob and a riot, and they came and they killed all of the bishop's servants and his friends, and he was left all by himself, just him, Josephat, and his dog. And his dog tried to defend him, and they killed the dog. And then he was all by himself, and they hit him in the head with an axe. And then they threw his body deep in the river someplace. But it was miraculously preserved, and later on, it was brought out. And the man who had been behind having the riot, he was a wicked false bishop, he got converted, and he became a Catholic. You see, children, when we stand up bravely for our Catholic faith and don't compromise and don't give in, but we're also kind and charitable and prayerful, great miracles are worked that way. That's one of the most beautiful examples of our saint, and we certainly need him today. But let's remember most of all, shall we, that we're Catholics, the same throughout the whole church. And we have priests from Mexico or a priest from Ukraine, and everyone has the same true Catholic faith. God bless you. In the name of the Father and of the Son,